are back. It's 923. Some clouds moving in here. 60 degrees what we got going. Welcome to our Hump Day Wednesday edition, May the 10th edition of the morning show. Time to do what we do every Wednesday, talk with our friends at OSPTI in Breckenridge. Got Rizzy on the phone with me this morning. Rizzy, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you have got a lot of stuff going on and coming up over there at OSPTI. You got a big event today. I'll let you go ahead and cover the schedule, Rizzy. What's happening?
All right. Well, today we have our 10th annual 5K walk run. It starts at 6 o'clock. Race starts at 6 o'clock, but check-in time is from 5 to 6. And all proceeds go to the Richland Wilkin Food Pantry. So we ask all participants to bring a food item to put in with, and we'll collect it and bring it over to the food pantry, and then all our donations and registries will go towards that as well.
Fantastic. And that is always a great event. You always get a good turnout for this. Tell me about this athletic enhancement program you got going on.
Yeah, so each summer we try to run athletic enhancement program for junior high, high school, and then we do a fun fitness class for elementary kids. What's nice about it is we have tried to keep our class sizes down. So we have two coaches per like 12 to 14 kids, which is nice. So then we can kind of focus more on their technique, their positioning, and then kids will get more reps in with less class size. We offer abundance of times. We have Tuesday, Wednesday, and Fridays from 6:30 to 8 or 8:30 to 10 for our high school students. And then for our junior high students, we have Tuesday and Thursdays from 8:30 to 10 as well. And then our fun fitness classes we have in the afternoons from like 1 to 2. We try to run 3 days a week, and then we work on strength training. What's nice, we have the CoreMax equipment, which is helpful and stabilizes the ball for us so that we can work more explosive movements and work on technique where I don't have to be cueing and they can more focus on the technique and not stabilizing the bar.
Right.
Also, we have new Blaze pods. They're good reactive training. So we'll do a lot of dual tasking techniques where we're having them focus on certain things, but then working on quickness and agility and plyometrics as well.
Boy, you got all the bases covered over there. So, Rizzy, if people listening to this and going, yeah, I want to be a part of this athletic enhancement program, what is your number at OSPTI?
641-7725. And today, if they still want to partake and haven't registered yet for the 5K, they still can. They can come between 5 and 6. The fee would just be $35.
All right. Sounds good. Well, you have a good time with that 5K, and I know you will. You'll have a great turnout for it. Rizzy, always great to talk with you. Have a great rest of the week, okay? We'll talk next Wednesday.
You as well. Thank you.
All right. That is Rizzy at OSPTI, and we talk with the good folks over there every Wednesday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. On Tuesday's Farm Talk, I visited with NDSU sugar beet agronomist Tom Peters about how the spring plant has been going so far. Is it still real early on, I suppose, for the sugar beet growers in our region?
Actually, we have more acres planted than you might think. So we're going to plant.